Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your EdTech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome back to the Tech Flash. Listen, episode 86 is coming right at you. We got Denny Collins back in the house. So before we get started and we get back to talking to Denny, just remember, we're going to be really real today. We don't really need new ideas. We need things that actually work in our classroom. We need good things. So in the next 15, 20 minutes, we're going to build something you can take and you can use tomorrow in your classroom. So let's get diving in. So Denny, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you decided to say yes for a second episode. And I know we're doing a two back-to-back ones, but I appreciate you staying in the room and continuing this conversation.
Love it. Happy to be here. And I think it is an important conversation. And as I told you in the last episode, I think, you know, you are a central piece, to the conversation for our district. I think, you know, you are somebody that can continue to have this because it's not going away. And the more we have these conversations, I think the more ideas will spark from them. And that will lead to actionable steps for our teachers, because that's what it's about, right? I mean, you can use AI, I can use AI, that's cool. But we need our teachers to be able to say, hey, how can we bridge the gap between my instruction, my students' learning, and make this something to be coherent so that at the end of the day, we've got kids that are using the tool in a powerful way to learn new things.
Yeah. And so, you know, with using AI, you know, before the show, before we hit record, I asked you a question. And I was like, when you walk into a classroom, what do you see AI? How do you see these things evolving in the classroom? And you looked at me and you paused. And I was like, man, we're really missing the mark here. So I want to go back to, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. Maybe longer than that. I don't really remember this time frame for you. You're a history teacher.
It's 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Yeah. So think about, you're a history teacher. You're using AI in your classroom, right? But I want you to take those tools that you know, we've had conversations about tools, right? So I want you to take a tool that you're using now in your daily career, and how can we apply that to the classroom?
So I learned the most. I did 2 years at UTC, history major, whatever. I had taken so many classes, and you know, you went through the class, the university setting. You know, I learned things. I always tell a story about modern Japan. You know, oh my goodness, I had to write paper after paper after modern Japan, and I still struggle to recall things that I learned about modern Japan. However, when I stepped into that space of student teaching. So I had I think it was a 16-week assignment where I had to teach. And man, I learned so much about my content, right? And then that continued as I became a teacher, and I would have to learn and read and study. And that was such a cool thing for me. And so you've asked, hey, what if I were to go back 20 years, knowing what I know now and having access to what I have now, right? How would I incorporate that? Well, I've tried to do that with my daughters. They do not have the love of history that I have. Okay. They don't. Concepts are hard, all that good stuff. They're really not that interested. Okay. And it's been a while since I've been in that classroom setting that I've got the content down. Now I read a little bit and have some general knowledge of stuff, and some of that you don't forget. But, our youngest was like, hey, I'm really struggling with this concept. In you know, American history. And so we talked through Copilot, all right? And it was fascinating to me to watch her engage with Copilot in very much a back and forth, like it was conversation, yeah. Right? Which is a learning style for her. It is not, you know, I can't take notes or I can't, you know, the very different. So she's engaging with Copilot, and to watch her from the start of that journey to where she is now, she's learned how to engage that device and that tool to help her learn specific content and subjects. Yeah. And I think, how cool would it be to have that 20 years ago? And so if you're looking at it today, what can we do as a teacher to help maybe that? We talked about differentiation. We didn't really get into differentiation in the last episode. to help differentiate between those kids, because you have some students who learn a specific way. There's a learning style that where, hey, they can sit and I can act out a scene, or I can, you know, storm the beach and get on the ground and crawl like I'm at Normandy, France. You know, I can do all those things and the kids get it and it clicks with them, while other kids, it doesn't. They need a different, you know, model, so to speak. Yeah. AI can do that. So I would like to believe, if I'm in this space today, I would create and I would really invest in how the different AI models can benefit our students in terms of learning. You're not saying, okay, you know what? You don't have to learn American history anymore. Don't worry about that stuff. It's not that important. That's not what you're saying at all. You're saying, hey, there's a different way to learn this, and there's a way it can be efficient. There's a way that it can create a plain language response to a prompt. You can take a difficult concept and break it down into different facets where you're learning them step by step by step, rather than trying to engulf them in one fell swoop. I think using those devices, whether it's Chat, Copilot, Claude, Google LM, whatever those are, incorporating those into the learning environment and challenging your students to embrace those to their learning style. I think that's my big takeaway.
And you know, when you talked about your daughter, I had this thought that we really need to extend our learning, right? Mm. Because when we think about teachers, we're going back to this just being, oh gosh, what's the word I used last time?
Compliance?
Compliance, yeah. Right? We're just compliant. So our learning is compliant. Right?
Yeah.
We look at papers, we make note cards, we do all these things. But when you talked about your daughter and having this conversation, right?
Yeah.
There's tools out there that is just not typing with a conversation. Maybe now I'm extending my conversation, and as weird as it sounds, I'm having a conversation with this AI.
I don't know.
Right? There's this program in here called Note. Note has this call with Kai, and you can upload your test, your documents, your study guides, whatever you want to upload. And now this Kai character is having a conversation with you about your notes. And if you don't know, man, I don't really remember that. I remember it's part of this, but I need a little more help. And they're like, well, remember, it gives you more details, right? Now you're having this learned conversation instead of, I can remember sitting in college making my psychology class was awful.
Yeah.
Like I hated that class, but making note cards, remembering all these words, definitions. If I could have had something where I could have uploaded it, and just like, I'm walking in class, let me have a conversation. I'm sitting in my dorm room, let me have a conversation. And just learning it differently, I think that's going to be key. I think, you know, we think about AI as just a tool, but really based off this conversation that we're having now, it's more we're extending our learning. Like we're not doing it to grade our papers. We're not doing it to help me write a paper or, you know, solve world hunger or like doing all these crazy things, but we're extending already foundation of learned topics, content, we're extending it just like you talked about history.
Well, so I'm thinking about my class, you know, years ago, it was a 90 minute class. And so I would chunk my instruction in that 90 minutes and I would say, okay, you know, this amount of time, we're going to start with this, then we're going to move to this. And I was very routine and structured in that. One of the things I did was my starter activity was always this day in history, right? So I would pull from you know, this day in history, historychannel.com, whatever, I would pull a specific thing that I thought was pretty cool that the kids would like. I would put that up on my projector, right? So I had a projector that I hooked to my computer. So I put that up on the projector and they had a notebook that they kept the whole semester. And so each day, what they would do is they would read this day in history. They would summarize it in a few words, right? And so then we would engage in a conversation about it. And of course, I'm thinking every kid has a Chromebook and every kid, you know, has access to that. How cool would it be to take that this day in history and allow each kid for a 5 or 10 minute period, hey, you're going to engage with Copilot. Like I want you to engage in a conversation. And what that looks like is you're thinking, okay, all they're doing is talking about this thing. Well, the teacher could then create prompts. I want you to ask Copilot this, this, and this. And then you take it from there. From that, you engage what you want to know about this content and subject, right? For this dedicated amount of time. And so now, you know, I imagine, and of course, you know, I was there, it's been a long time, but will every kid want to engage in that? Probably not. But it is a very, 2026 style model where the kids have their earphones in and they're talking to Copilot and, hey, tell me about, you know, let's talk about this. Explain this to me in simple terms. Okay. Well, and then a kid maybe, hey, what does this mean? Or what does this term mean? Or what is this definition? Or hey, how did this impact the United States? Or how did, you know, whatever the case may be, the kid then has the opportunity to work on something that's very critical, right? Questions and answers. And having a conversation rather than I'm simply writing a summary in my journal and then I'm done with it. They're improving and learning those skills. And I think it would be a fascinating world to have. And then you move on to maybe the next tool, and maybe you're teaching students, here's our subject for the day, and you're working through prompts and engagement strategies with your students through AI to help them. Again, make no mistake, this is not to push off the learning. This is to help your students learn it in a way that they can grasp, because this stuff is complicated, right? I looked up, I'm fascinated by space travel and, of course, the Artemis II and all that stuff. Well, I've gone back and the Apollo missions, and I've listened to this 13 Minutes to the Moon. Great podcast, BBC. I love BBC podcasts. They're wonderful. 13 Minutes to the Moon. And I've listened to it about four or five times. And one of the concepts that stood out to me this time is when the Apollo mission went to the moon, they followed this concept called translunar injection, TLI, okay? And it's this crazy mathematical formula. They had these brilliant minds working on what it is and how to calculate it. But the concept is very simple. It's how you get out of Earth's orbit to the moon's orbit, right? So how we're moving from here to here. Well, of course, I sat down last night and I'd been thinking about it a lot. And I engaged Copilot with it. Hey, talk to me about translunar injection. And it was awesome. And so the idea of having, I want to know this and this can help me. Whereas 30 years ago, I would have to go to the library, right? I got to go to the library. I got to go check out a book. I got to read a book. I can't dial into, you know, I've got this 800 page book and I've got to find this specific thing. Yeah. It's just a new way to learn and to really grow as individuals that are fascinated with learning, right? It's a new way for us to grow.
Yeah. And even when you talk about learning and you talked about what you did in your history class, right? So now we'd make that a digital version, right?
No,
having this conversation with Copilot or whatever tool you want. Well, think about this. So you've got this, students are having this digital artifact. They can use whatever medium they want to, but they upload it in their AI. And as they upload or have these conversations, now we can have it either upload it or we just tell it to remember these conversations. So after you've done 6 weeks on a unit, you have a topic. Now we can have that conversation back with it. How have I grown in my thought processes? How have I grown as a writer? Yeah. How have I grown in my knowledge of history? And now you've got this other extra extended learning feedback where not just the teacher, because that's going to be a lot for a teacher to know 120 kids or growth and be able to give on the spot feedback. But if you can have this tool that says, hey, listen, you started with some real small ideas in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now you're really broadening your history concepts and applying it to other parts of it. And it's just, think about that progression, right? But then I'm going to pull you back a little bit. Okay. So before we even do this in the classroom, I mean, ultimately the teacher has to experience this.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
100%. Yes. And you have to be open to experience that, right? Like we can't be resistant to it. You know, this is not, you know, we're not talking about Terminator, right? I mean, this is not, hey, we've got to resist the machines and one day it's gonna, now that may very well happen, right? But for the time being, we're just talking about AI. I think you've got to embrace that, because if we want to lead this in our classroom, we have to be individuals that showcase that embracement, right? We have to embrace and learn and be willing to say, okay, here's what I can do. Again, just like learning about translunar injection, or we talked about in the last episode, my bake element in my oven and your water heater, you've got to be willing to say, okay, teach me, let's learn how to do this and let's learn how to figure it out. And let's learn these new, programs that are coming out and available to us. And you got to be willing to fail. I'll say that too. That's an important, we as teachers, we challenge our kids with that, hopefully, that, hey, failure is just the step towards success, right? It's okay to fail, but we don't model that great. We don't want to fail. We don't want to be uncomfortable, right? We want to be the most significant people in the room. We want to know all the things. We want to have all the answers. And sometimes we just got to be willing to say, you know what? I don't know, but I'm going to learn and I'm going to walk through this journey too, because it's new for everybody. So I love that. Like, I think teachers have to be the models of that, and they've got to begin that process. And that's why I'm pushing you, Josh Morris. It comes from you. You've got to be willing to step out and say, hey, I am an authority in the district, because you are. I'm an authority in the district on this subject, and I want to share this subject with you as our staff to better help our schools, right? You can't just keep all that in. You can't just say, hey, we're going to have a podcast. Let's talk about it. It'll be a lot of fun. You've got to be willing to say, hey, come on, teachers. I encourage you to go to our 4 secondary schools, set up an opportunity to meet with teachers. Hey, I'm going to give you this one big thing. Let me show you. Let's talk about Copilot. Let me show you how to use Copilot or Claude, or let me teach you how to teach your kids to conversate with AI, right? How to use just that simple concept of, because that's scary. We talked about, oh man, I'm talking to this, you know, artificial intelligence. It's kind of weird. But just leaning into that for our teachers will help them to convey that to their students. You're exactly right. We've got to be individuals that are willing to say, I'm going to be uncomfortable in this until I learn it.
Yeah, because really we're still all kind of figuring this out together. Some of us may have better ideas than others, or we've just really experienced it differently, right? We all pick our favorite tool. We all, you know, we're just in different moments.
Yep.
But we're really coming together, collaborating as educators to really purposely extend not just our learning, because I know when I'd get on my AI, I'm extending my learning of whatever it may be, whether it's my brand and who I am and how I talk to versus how I'm using it with teachers. There's just a lot of extended learning that happens with that. So listen, Denny, as we've talked about a lot of things here, I've even taken you back to 20 years ago in the history classroom and doing those. So let's think about some of the things that we've talked about today. And what is one thing a teacher can take from our conversation today and implement it in their classroom tomorrow?
You know, and that's what the this show and this podcast has to be about, right? We've got to be able to say, hey, what can you use tomorrow? And I think, again, if you're going into the classroom with this, create a space. Let's talk about high schools, right? So or secondary schools. Create a space in each class where you can implement, utilize, and share an AI tool. Pick whichever tool it is. And let's say Copilot. That's what I would do. Pick Copilot, create a space in that lesson time where you engage and encourage your students to use it. And I think that will build, they will see, oh, well, you know, Mr. Morris is willing to use it and he's given a space to do this. It will start to build capacity and trust in that space, in that classroom where, okay, we're using this in the class. It's embedded in our curriculum and instruction. Create a space today where you can use whatever your favorite program is. Okay. If it's Copilot, create a space today and think about, as you're planning, how can I grow that, right? If I'm going to have a 10-minute starter time for Copilot, what's it look like? How can I use it to achieve the objectives of my lesson? How can I use it for my students to learn and to master this content? Give them that opportunity. And walk through it with them, right? You know, it doesn't have to be compliance or, hey, it's us versus them. Let's do this together.
I love that. It's more of me, not me as a teacher standing in front of the room and speaking the knowledge. It's me sitting down with them at a station rotation that's happening in the room and just having that conversation and learning and extending my learning with them, and we walk through it together.
Sure. 50 years ago, Josh, the knowledge that the students had access to was only the knowledge that the teacher walked into the room, right? That's no longer the case. Kids now have access to the knowledge of the world, right? Everyone's collective knowledge on a specific subject. It's fascinating. Love learning about translunar injection. I would have never learned that. I would have never had access to that before today. And so that's what I would encourage our teacher. Hey, don't be the one that says, you know what? The only thing you're going to learn today is what I bring to the table. No way. Let's step outside this room. Let's step outside this school and this state, and let's look at it from a global perspective. What can everybody teach us about this subject?
I love that. I think that's some great wisdom, some great thoughts. And just that's go back to our conversation where it's going to change how we teach. Mm. It's going to change the classroom. It's going to break down tons of barriers where it's just not me as a teacher walking in. we're learning together. Yep. I may have the better knowledge a little bit,
yep,
but we're learning together. So I love it. That's awesome. I appreciate those wise words. So listen, that's it. There's your one move. Try it tomorrow. Sit down with your students, walk them through that. Just don't learn separately, learn together, build their knowledge. I think it's going to be incredible. So for episode 86, I hope you enjoyed it and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.